Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Yes, 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 indeed. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Test one. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Okay. Couldn't hear myself. Yes, sir. Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. How y'all doing? And welcome in one more time here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in his house. Most definitely up in his house. Coming in here early on a Sunday morning. Oh, yes, indeed. This is right here, February the 12th of 2023. I am your brother, Brother Aria Israel. Yes, sir, Aria Israel. Like I said again, to everybody catch on, I formally went under the name of Brother Sunray 9. Brother Sunray 9. But yes, sir, just going in now, just using my Hebrew name or Jewish name, whatever they want to call it, Israelite name. But I want to come in here today and talk to you a little bit about something different, brothers and sisters, that, you know, we usually, you know, different from what we usually get into, social issues and things of this nature. But just want to get into something here to bring you something different topic of conversation on today. And that's what we're trying to do, just spread our outlook and our outreach on different kind of talk shows that we do as well. Let me say, I greatly do appreciate every last one of you who listen in to talk, listen in right here to this show. Oh, man, I'm getting tired, tongue. Right here on this show, Culture Freedom Radio Network, or however you're listening through the show. If you listen through iHeartRadio, the Apple Podcasting Store, Amazon, yes, sir, we are on Amazon, and Pandora. Peace to you out there who listen on Pandora. Let me see here, what else did I miss? iHeartRadio, I think I said that, I'm not sure. But however you're listening to the show, I greatly do appreciate you for tuning in to the show. But I want to get into this right fast. I want to talk to you today about have you experienced the world of virtual reality, VR, as they call it. Have you experienced the world of virtual reality? You know, brother Aria, Brother Sunray 9 at one time, you know, I used it back in the past. When all this thing was talking about the virtual reality and metaverse and things of this nature, y'all know the metaverse now is was formerly known as Facebook. Yeah, Facebook now changed to metaverse. Now, I'm not on Facebook, or as they call metaverse. I'm not on there, on Meta and there, but I do have those virtual reality glasses called the, what is it, Quest 2, the Oculus glasses called Quest 2. I do have actually three pair of those. I have a pair, my wife has a pair, and I had another set up that I was supposed to be giving to my son for him and his wife to use. So I actually have three in my possession now. But and that was at one particular time that I talked against, you know, the metaverse and the meta world and whatnot. But now that I've got back on it, I'm gonna tell y'all, I love it, man. I ain't gonna lie, I love the experience. But even before Meta, Facebook bought Oculus. That's the company, Oculus. Before they bought them, I had the Samsung virtual reality headset. I had those that they had out with Samsung, and you just those are the ones you should slide your phone into, you know, and stuff like that. That was pretty cool because even with that one, I got a chance when Barack Obama was in there. They had this little thing where you got a tour of the White House, and it was like Obama was taking you one pod, Obama was taking you on tour through the White House, and then they had another section where you was like you was walking with Michelle Obama, and she was walking you through the White House, giving you a tour. So it was cool. I like that, man. And it was different other things that you can do on there. So sometime I know that we speak against things without having had the experience of dealing with it or having some kind of knowledge of it, or somebody else have some knowledge of using it. And I did. And I tell y'all, man, those Oculus or Quest 2 glasses that they have, the Quest 2s, my wife kept trying to get me to get them at first. I was like, I don't want that. I don't want that junk. I don't want to mess with that. But I finally, succumbed to it, and we got a pair. We got a pair of them. We got one pair at first, and we started using them. And I was like, wow, wow, the experience. And then after that, I went and purchased another set, one for, because we were wearing that one set that we had. So I bought another pair so we both can have a pair. And I'm going to tell you just the experience of some of the things on there. Like I tell y'all some of the things I do. I play games on there a lot. I like play like a lot of games. Play pool. Man, that experience of playing pool on there is something else. Now, I've been playing against the computer, and I played against one person one time, and I actually lost. I'm not a really pool person, but it's just like you actually playing pool, I'm telling you. But you have it'd be like a little character. I don't want to say animated. It is so like animated, you know, that you have. But you actually, y'all know the Wii game, right? Y'all remember the Wii, you actually had to move yourself. And, you doing the movement because you got these controllers in your hand. And that's how these Oculus are. So everything you're doing, you are actually doing the movement. So it's great. I like it, man. I'm just trying to get to you. I love it. And so I play pool a lot, and I like to play a lot of military games. Oh yeah, I love those military games. And I just beat one of them. I just finished beating one out of the game that I was playing in the military. Man, the weapons, if people like new weapons and stuff, the machine guns and the actual movements, you got to duck behind walls and all of this type of stuff. Oh man, I'm telling you, it's something else. But besides that, I be on this, that Facebook has, well, used to be Facebook, Metaverse. They have this thing called Horizon World that when you get the Oculus, you can download different apps and things of this nature besides games. Now they have this thing like a social app type thing. And I'm telling you, it's off the chain. And it's called Horizon World. Y'all can look it up on YouTube, Horizon World. And in that you create your own profile and you have, like I said, like a character. You can make it almost look like you. You can dress it up, different clothes, different hairstyles, and, all of this type of stuff. Glasses, if you wear glasses and all type of stuff. Put an earpiece in your ear, all type of stuff. But anyway, in that Horizon World, you yourself can actually create a world. And, man, I've been trying that. I tell you, I can't get the hang of that one. I can't get the hang of that, y'all. I'm not that savvy when it comes to technology. And I like that. I've been trying it, though. But anyway, you can create your own world, and people can come and experience your world that you create. Or there's other people who create worlds. And, the Metaverse, they created, already have some worlds that's been created. And but certain worlds you can go in, man, they have, like, comedy clubs. I'd be in there on some of the comedy clubs, different, like say white comedy. I said like white comedy clubs where they have mostly white people hosting comics. But you're black, you can get up there and get in there as well. They have some black comedy clubs as well. Now, one of the major like comedy club type thing, karaoke place they have that a lot of black people go. And I'm saying blacks, go is, I think it's called Black Magic Comedy Club. That's one of the popular ones or sites on there for blacks. And they have another one called Soapstone. If anybody knows this sister called Dominique, she used, I used to see a lot of her skits that she did on YouTube. She's a comedian. She hosts shows there on Thursdays. Now, these are actually comedians. They have actual comedians on there, but they are come on in virtual world, like they record it in the virtual world. And so, but they actually be doing stand-up comedy. It's, I mean, I'm telling y'all, the experience is something else. So they have like comedy clubs. Like I said, they actually have like clubs and things on there, right? You might have like a R&B, a club. You go in there and it's probably just playing R&B. They got like DJs, be like live DJs and things of this nature in there. And the thing about it, you are interacting with actual people. These are not you're not interacting with a computer, like, you know, where like, you know, talking to a AI, nothing. No, you are talking to an actual person. Now, you might see I'm trying to put it in the best way I can for radio. Like I said, that's why I say y'all have to go and look it up. Some of y'all probably have. But look on YouTube and look up some of those things, Horizon World. And you will see, like, you might have this little character, and you talking to them, and the thing is moving. Now, don't have a lower body. You just have an upper body. And when you're talking to it, I mean, you got the eye movement, and you smiling, and you can give each other handshakes and dap and all of that type of stuff. And, oh, man, I'm telling you, it's I'm on this experience. It's cool. And there's those worlds you go into, like, so you go in a different club. And now I've been on there to different podcasts. Yeah, they have, people have fact podcasts. You can go into like a and then I'm telling y'all, man, experience is something else. And just like saying you're going to NBC, you know, say like if you want to go to Oprah Studios, y'all remember how Oprah had that studio? I don't know if she's still on the air or not. But you know how y'all see like these television shows or talk shows where they have Oprah, Ellen, Jennifer Hudson, how they have the television sets where people be sitting down there doing interviews and stuff. They have studios just like that on there. And they be having interviews. People be having interviews, but actually with people on there. And you could be sitting in the audience. And then if you want to ask a question, you might raise your hand and tell you to come down and stand in and, you know, come to the mic. I mean, just like a television show that you probably go to, an actual television show here. Oh, and even, man, they got Jeopardy. They actually have a Jeopardy world. And people be on there playing Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune, not Jeopardy, but Wheel of Fortune, that's the one. Wheel of Fortune, and that thing, that room always is packed. Somebody's always in there playing Wheel of Fortune. And the other one, Family Feud. They have Family Feud, they have contests and things. And I tell you, some of these things they have in there, people win actual money. Yeah, you win actual money on some things. They have contests. Trying to see what else there's, like I said, so we have podcast sites. We have, and I'm actually been looking into thinking about it and trying to start a podcast on there myself, you know, a Culture Freedom podcast on there. And, you know, I've been looking because I don't know how to build the world myself, but they have, and this is a trip too, brothers and sisters. They have people who build these different worlds, and they might build like a mansion. They have mansions and houses and things like that, and they have them for sale. Yes, I'm telling you, people be selling them. I seen a house or a mansion on there. There's two of them. They had one of them. They wanted actually $600. And the other one was $900. Now, I'm talking about not no bitcoins, not no play money. We're talking about selling virtual houses, real money. They actually sell them. And some people, they build. They have some people like, how you say it? I guess they're realtors in the virtual world. They will build a world for you, or build, you know, like say, like me, I wanted a podcast. So they will actually build one for me, and, you know, and stuff like that. But some people already have some built and they sell them. You know, they might start off, you know, just build just the average. It just be like, now one guy, he got one. Now he got it built, the studio and stuff built. And all that, he got in there, like the tables with the microphone set up and all of that type of stuff, and really no furniture in it. And now you can buy it as is. And I think he had it one and two of them. He wanted like $200 for it. And they're just plain. But then if you want him to add the furniture for you and all of that, it's going to be a little bit more. And I'm looking at one now. It's like three stories. I like that one I saw last night. It has a lower level with like a lounge where you can go in there and sit at like a bar and stuff like that and just lounge around. And then they got a on the second floor is the podcast studio where you can go in and podcast and you have your audience sitting there and all of that. And, man, it is nice. And then they got the third floor would be is the office. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like the corporate office and stuff. It's nice. They have a lot of great things on there. But the thing is what I like about the virtual world is – is that, you know, like, you remember when COVID, right, and they had us all locked in, you know, for COVID, and it was a lot of places you couldn't go and hang around or be around people. For that, like, it gives you an outlet to still be able to socialize with people, even if, you know, you can't physically be there. And not just because of COVID thing, right? There are so many things that, like, certain places, they have, like, videos, things with videos on there and different worlds and places, not just in the metaverse, but, you know, the Facebook thing, Horizon, what I was talking about. I go in, like, certain apps they have on there. I'll probably never get a chance to go to places like Brazil or any place like that. And they have something where, like, they had showing you about Cuba and how people, you know, sites in Cuba. And you can go to, excuse me, you can go to those places. Now, it's just be a video playing, but it doesn't have a character. You don't see yourself, but people like filming it and they going around and you just watching the video. And, but you, it's like in 3D, I mean, what they call it, 360. Y'all have seen videos now, hey, Gavin, in 360. And to you experience like a three, you can watch it on YouTube, which is not going to be. Just watching on YouTube on your phone or your computer, you don't get that experience until you what 360 video is like, until you put on one of those headsets and then do 360. Oh man, it when they say 360, it's like you actually standing there inside of whatever. Like if I was in the plaza in Brazil, I mean, it's like I'm actually there. You see the people talking and walking around, doing what they do, the shopping malls. And I'm telling you, it's places that's on there in those virtual worlds that you can travel that you would probably never get a chance to go through. I mean, go to physically, go out of space and go into the space station. They have things that like that that you can do on there. And let me see, I think the place you can go, even go on the moon, they show things about the moon. I mean, it's just a variety of things that you can do. Like I said, man, I spoke against it at first. Like, I want that damn stuff. I'm not messing with that bull crap. You know, they're trying to hook you to the computer and this, that, and other. You know, I was real, you know, at one time, man, real conspiracy theories. I don't know, man. I ain't going to say that. But I was really into a lot of this stuff. But, you know, the thing about a lot of this stuff, and I know a lot of stuff we talk about being in the computer, staying off of certain things because of them tracking you and this, that, and another. Yes, a lot of that has some validity to it. But hell, y'all. But beyond is shit, no matter what you do, we're going into a technical, a technological world already. So no matter what you do, they are tracking your ass regardless. If you go into Walmart, I'm not saying this to try to justify doing a virtual world or nothing like that, but it's some things we don't have the capability of stopping it, what a lot of the shit they're doing. I mean, I'm not going to say, retract that. I am not going to say we don't have the capability. A lot of things we don't know what they're doing anyway, but a lot of things you're being tracked or monitored anyway. If you're buying a lot of these cars now, newer cars, it's computerized. Everything is fucking computerized anyway. It's like, you know, when you buy a car, it already has a GPS system in it. Hell, they know where your car is. Like, don't pay them damn car payments and watch they find your ass and come tow that car. Well, they ain't going to find you, but they'll find that damn vehicle. They don't give a damn where you at. And, you know, so they could shut it down and then they would come locate it. And you'd be like, how in the hell they know where this car is? So it always has a GPS tracker system on it regardless. just in case you don't pay them damn card notes. Just try it and see. don't do that, y'all. But I'm just saying, just try it and see if you don't believe it. I know some people have experienced that. I know I did once. So a lot of things that, you know, you go into like places like Walmart, everywhere, like I've seen some stores, they have these, every aisle you go on, there's like, they had like a mini monitor. And when you walk down that aisle, as soon as you walk down that aisle, the monitor comes on and show you walking down that aisle. I'm like, damn. So yeah. And they, you know, they already monitoring you through the other cameras anyway. So there's a lot of things we are not going to be able to, won't be able to escape. And because of, like I said, when you're going to Walmart, you don't know what they actually have. You don't know if they're recording you or not. Like now we have a lot of sky cams, police sky cams, a lot of places, just everywhere. And some people are requesting to get a lot of those sky cams. It's not like they're just putting those damn things up. You, something you have to request to get a lot of those police sky cams. But the virtual world, I see now experience of how dealing with people in the virtual world. Let me speak on that. There's some, you're still going to have a lot of nuts every goddamn where you go. I promise. I'm just sorry, y'all. You got a lot of crazy ass people no matter where you go. I'm telling you. And now I've experienced some nuts, some crazies in the virtual world, but if I had to rate it, I experienced in the virtual world more people who got along better in the virtual world than in this goddamn real reality, as we call it, the real reality, in this realistical world, as we want to call it. I've seen from my time on there, because I'm going to tell you something here. In the metaverse, when you go into that metaverse or horizon world, like, right, and just not that, because I've been on this other thing called big screen, too, big screen, and I get into that in a minute, big screen. But just, it, like, even in the metaverse, I mean, a horizon world that's owned by Facebook, or which formerly known as Facebook, they, all the world, they'll tell you, hey, man, ain't no racism, ain't no concept of racism stuff. There's no discriminatory stuff. Now, they're going to throw in there, too, being homophobic, I guess, verbiage, you know, saying something about, like, you know, they have rules. And if you violate those rules, they're going to kick your ass out of that world. I'm telling you, you will be kicked out. Like, I don't care what it is. You're in a comedy club. You've been sending racial slurs towards somebody. They will kick your ass out of that. And a lot of those... It would be like if, you know, just say, because a lot of time I go into like comedy clubs and like to be some, you know, basically white owned like worlds as comedy clubs. And I go in there sometime and see what they're talking about. And because I ain't going to lie, I'm going to tell y'all something about this in a minute. Some of the vibes be better in there than they do in the black comedy clubs. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. I'm going to go back to that. I don't want to jump out of this, but. If somebody come in there, and I hadn't seen anything, though, in those white comedy clubs, but nobody tried to say anything against black people or nothing like that in there. It could be, it's a room full of white people being there. It might be two of us in there that may be black inside of those comedy clubs, but you would never hear anybody say any racial slurs or any kind of things that's racist or prejudice towards black people in there. I hadn't experienced that now in there, but especially on the Horizon World. They don't play that shit in Horizon World. Now, that's owned by Facebook again. I just want to keep saying the metaverse. They would kick your ass up out of there if you did. I'm telling you, any homophobe, like children, when they go into certain things, and that's what another thing. They have adult places where there'd be adults hanging out, and children try to come in there, and they be playing and all that. They try to monitor you. You a child in there underage, they're going to kick them out. Quick, fast, in a hurry, you know. So you will have those experiences, you know, people, children coming in, playing around, and, you know, coming into places where adults should be, and they hear it in there, hey, it sounds like a child in the room. People are automatic, like it could be a club, right? They're playing R&B music, hip-hop, or whatever, just a club. I don't care if it's techno music. If they hear a sound, if you sounding like a child, they're going to immediately, somebody, I don't care who it is, They're going to immediately, somebody going to jump. Hey, how old are you? How old are you? Now they're going to hear the voice, and they automatically going to kick them out of there. They automatically kick them out, boot them out. So in that world, everything is restricted. No racism towards anybody. No discrimination. No, none of that. That's what the spirit, I'm telling you. And even in this, another app that I have on there called Big Screen. Now, Big Screen is, well, you can go on there and you can actually watch movies, and it'd be like a movie theater. You sit in a movie theater. Now, that you have a character too, and icon thing, and you sit in there, you can watch movies, but on there they have a lot of talk shows. People have talk shows, well, talk discussions as well, and a room you can talk and have discussions. Now, I've been in there twice with a guy, and he was in, and we've been talking about the Torah. We've been teaching the Torah or the Tanakh. It was his room, and I went in, and we was having, you know, teaching. He was talking to Christians, and we was teaching what y'all call the Old Testament. We've been teaching Torah now, and this is funny. The guy who's teaching this have that discussion, who run that. He's a Hispanic guy. He's a Hispanic, and he, yeah, and he's teaching Torah only, Tanakh only. So the guy, he be wanting me to teach. So we've been on there doing some classes on there, holding classes in the virtual world, teaching Torah. See, I just don't get on Blog Talk, YouTube. I'm everywhere with it. So yeah, and so he's basically Orthodox brother, teach Torah. So we've been on there in virtual world. So they have a lot of political classes. I mean, political talk shows, and it's great, man. People be sitting around, and some people actually like these talk shows and podcasts I'm talking about that's on there. I don't know how they do it, but they film it. Some people film this stuff and they share it on Facebook. Y'all maybe have seen it. I keep saying Facebook because I'm so used to saying Facebook, Metaverse. So they share it to Instagram, and they be recording these shows. And some people have some popular podcasts that's on the Horizon world and in the virtual world. So I'm telling you, so there's a lot of great things that's happening in that virtual world, man, that I'm telling you that, and that a lot of people we probably wouldn't be able to do actually in the actual world, far as connecting with certain people and stuff. These type of things that they're doing in virtuality, and it's great. So like I said, I love it, like the discussion shows and things that I get a chance to participate in. It's just like Blog Talk or whatever, but you actually, like, they're in VR. You know, we're talking to people who's in China. You're talking to people maybe in Austria, just different people still all over the world, and it seemed like y'all are sitting there. Y'all are sitting in a room together having a discussion, even though you're looking at like an anime character, but you see that, and it's crazy because you see the mouth moving, you see the hand gestures and all of this type of stuff. Man, I'm telling you, it's a funny experience, but it's a nice, and even on Big Screen, though, I'm giving you about Big Screen. The thing with Big Screen, say if we're in a room and we're having a discussion, with that, you can pull up, because you can remote share your computer. You got a headset on, but you can have this thing they call remote. You can have your, like me, I hadn't did a class on that yet, my own, but I got a room that I'm trying to set up and do some classes on there, my own room. But I can remote share my computer screen. So even I got my computer screen on, and I can put the headset on, and by remote viewing, I forget what it's called, a remote something, I had a headset on, but I could control my computer and share what I have on my computer through the headset, and everybody that's in that room can see. So that's how a lot of people doing it. So we had like guys will play video, just like when Tyree Nichols was killed. In that video, to show people having discussions on that about policing. So we were watching the video, and we would sit down and have discussions on that. So I like, that's why I like that thing called Big Screen. Y'all check it out. If you got a VR headset, man, get that app called Big Screen. Like I said, you can watch movies, but if you're into talk shows and having discussions, want to get into different discussions, hey, man, that's a good thing. Check that out. So it's called Big Screen. Yes, sir. Big Screen. They call it Big Screen Beta. I think that's what it is on there. But it's great for, like I said, talk shows and stuff. And I'm saying talk shows, but sit around discussions, because they have it in different things. You could, like, they could change the scenery. Y'all could just be sitting around a fireplace. And one of them, you could be sitting like in a movie theater, or you could be sitting in the living room. And they had like a fireplace going, and one of them did, in a certain city, because you could change the scenery. And the scenery is that you sitting out on a balcony, and it's cool, you sitting out on a balcony, but it got like right across the street, almost like a big billboard, but it's a television screen where you can play videos, and man, you can share documents from your computer, and to be having this, I mean, it is, I'm telling y'all, I'm loving it, man, I'm loving it. I'd be on there, I'd be on that thing faithfully, on the headset, you know. Experience with the virtual world is been pleasant, and it has some crazy things too. Now I've experienced some, like, I'm gonna tell y'all one that it has some nice graphics, but I don't like that one as much. I like the graphics in certain worlds they have on there, but far as the people and the attitude, it's not like Horizon World that's by Metaverse or Facebook, because that is more control managed. Now this other one is called VR Chat. It's been around a long time. I think that's on, I want to say now, by Asian or China, somewhere out of that, some of them own it. Now the graphics is off the chain, I ain't gonna lie. Now the graphics is off the chain, how they got theirs, man, almost like 3D. That genre is nice. And but it's not managed, it's not controlled, where people, because like you do have a lot of racist bull crap on there. Yeah, a lot of children being a lot of those rooms a lot. Yeah, it's real. It can get real disrespectful. And over there, I don't like the characters, because the characters that you have are like goddamn it monsters, and you know, you'd be monsters, aliens, and yeah. That's what I don't like about VR. It's really, like I said, the graphics and how the worlds look, like hotel rooms and all that. That shit is, I'll be like, God damn, I wish I had this goddamn hotel for real, this house for real. You know, this, like those things on there. Like, you'd be like on a balcony, man, looking over China or Japan, wherever it is. That's it. I think it's China. And you, man, I'm telling you, brother, it's be relaxing. Some of the sceneries you go to, I've been into some, what do you call them, Airbnbs or whatever them things is. Man, them things be decorated so damn nice. I'm like, damn, I wish I had this for real. You know what I mean? And you can go in there and sit, and some things are relaxing. And that's one thing about the virtual world. Some of those things are relaxing. They have like sceneries, mansions, and places that you can go and you can just relax, sit there, even as your icon, but you're seeing this, you're looking at these sceneries, and you can just sit there and just relax. You know, a lot of y'all just really just meditated. You just sit out in nature, went somewhere out in nature and somewhere and just wanted to get away. You know, you might be going through some things, stressed out, or just want to relax your mind. And in the virtual world, they have a lot of things like that for you to do that. You can, you know, do just sit back and just relax. They have some sceneries on there. I'll be sitting back, like it's like a ski resort, and it's snowing and all of that. So I just sit back and just look at the sceneries and watch the things going up and down, you know, the slopes. No people on there, and just quiet. Some with the scenery is just listen to the birds just chirping, and I mean nature, it is relaxing. I mean nobody around you, it just relax you by yourself. I mean my experience with it, brothers and sisters, like I said, I talked against it at one time, but I like it. I love it. I promise you I do. I truly do love it. And I give y'all my thing so y'all can check it out. If anybody have a VR, you in the virtual world, you can look me up on there as well. I get my profile name. Shit, I forgot what profile name I use. Yeah. Now, if you want to look me up you got the VR, the headsets, man, you can look me up at, you know, they got the @ symbol, @LonnieB9. That's Lonnie B9. No capital letter. It's just all lowercase. That's at Lonnie B9. Just hit me up, brothers and sisters. Just check me out on there. Yes, sir. Y'all see me in the suit and tie with the brim on. Yes, sir. See, with the suit and tie, the brim on. I change up the clothes on there a lot of times. But like I said again, brothers and sisters, the experience is not what people what we be hearing about. And, you know, what they're tracking you, they're doing this, they're doing that, because they have a lot of safety things on there as well, so a lot of safety nets. I just, it's just an outlet for people. You know, my wife, she's been on it, and she's been loving it. She be kicking it with. She met some sisters on there from, I think, the UK and different parts. And they get on there, they go kicking it. They'll meet up, and they go hang out in different worlds and just be kicking it and, having conversations with sisters. And, I mean, it's nice. They got some stuff brother, you could ride, boats. You can get in there, go into the world. You might go into, the club, a lounge, and into some music. Then if you want to get finished into the music, you can listen to the music. Some of the music might play through the whole world. Then you can go down. He got, a dock, a boating dock. You can ride the boat around, the city, and still be hearing the music. Going on tour on the boat. Now, he got a... He said he got an airplane he's working on. That way you can get on an airplane and it'll fly you around the city and just be looking. Man, I'm telling y'all, you got experience, brothers. You got experiences. It is nothing negative like you might see a lot of things. Now, like I said, the only thing you might run into, like the virtual part, if people think you tracking you or some bullshit like that, come on, y'all, no. Fuck all that, man. They, like I said, they got you. They watching your ass everywhere you going any goddamn way. And I'm not saying that to justify, hey, man, we try to get the virtual. But it's just a lot of people, and a lot of people who say a lot of this bullshit, a lot of times y'all find out, these people don't have no goddamn clue about what's going on. They never experience. They just hear other people say conspiratorial stuff. And hell, they had never experienced the shit they sell. Like I told y'all, I talked against it. I was like, I don't want that shit because I was hearing people say stuff on YouTube about it. And the shit they were saying, I ain't experienced none of that stuff. I hadn't experienced none of it. Like I said, only thing that, the bad portions that you might still get, you're running to every night. It depends on where you at. Like I said, in VR chat, you most definitely going to get it. You run into a lot of negative bullshit, people trying to curse you out. And talk crazy and shit like that. Real disrespectful over there. Yeah, they real disrespectful in there. Now, I'm just saying racist because you got a character and they might not know that you black or nothing until, you start talking. So it ain't just saying it's racist. All races is just disrespectful. They like, you just might be in there, bitch, get out the way, get the F out my way, and all type of stuff. There's all kind of crazy stuff. But I know in Big Screen and Horizon World, you going there disrespectful and this and that, they're going to kick your ass out of there. So all of that bull crap there, discrimination, anything, nobody going to say because you got to – I've been in – oh, hell, I be nosy? I just be like to go see what the worlds look like, right? I went into – that's why I said some places I go in there were all white folks to see, and I experiment to see what is going to happen. Like I said, I go in there. And sometimes, I'm going to tell you, it's even crazy, too. Even in the virtual world, it's like, we talk about all this racism and stuff, and I went into certain places, and I've been on the black, and I walk in, and I see a whole bunch of white folks, and I'm like, oh, I get the fuck out of here. I did that. I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm going to get my ass up out of here. Not to say you can't get this character. It's like they can't do nothing to you. But we're so caught up in this world like that. And I'm not saying don't try this in reality. But we have this thing with all this racism and stuff. And you won't try to take your black ass in nowhere. And it's all white people. The first thing you start thinking, oh, they going to, hell no, nah, I ain't going to get my ass killed going up in there fuck with all these white folks. You know what I'm saying? Let me get the hell up out of here. So even in the VR sometime, I be like that. If I see it's a world that's all white, I look, I don't see nobody else. I don't see no brown icons or no darkies. And I'm getting the hell up out of there. Nobody look like me. I'm gone. Shoot. Ain't gonna lie. But on some experience, I'm like, man, this is a goddamn, this is virtual reality. Man, what the hell they gonna do to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, damn that. And then I'm like, fuck that. They can't do nothing really there and in real reality to me. So I sit there and then I'm having some great times and great conversations, you know what I mean? I've dealt with a lot of that in the comedy, you know, comedy thing, you know. So that one day they was asking me, I was all dressed up. I had a suit and tie and a brim on. They were just asking me, "Cause how you doing?" I said, I don't know. I forgot what I was saying now. I said, all right. I was just short answer. All right. They said, damn, he sounds like Matthew McConaughey, you know, the white actor. They said, yeah, just like Matthew McConaughey. They was, you know, because it's a comedy club, so they started trying to, you know, crack jokes on you. But it was nothing racist, though. It was nothing racist or none of this stuff, like I said, because there's been some clubs where, you know, some white folks, and they didn't say nothing discriminatory towards blacks, but anything they got out of line, they kicked out of there. Yeah, they would kick white folk kicking white folks' ass out of there. They violate any kind of the rules. So, like I said, again, far as how people, man, I've been in some, now I'll go back to some of the black comedy, the black clubs. Now, here are some things. Now, this thing I'm talking about, the black, what's the thing I'm talking about? The black thing is called Black Magic Comedy Club. And most of that majority, you have some whites in there, Hispanics in there and things. That's majority where the blacks hang out. Now here's something I will say. Here's something I got to say, and I got to tell the truth. And that's what I'm supposed to be doing anyway. I don't hang out in there. I used to go in there when I first got on. I was going in there and trying to check out what was going on. And because when I first went in there, they were having people on stage, you know, trying to sing. They might have karaoke trying to sing. And I don't think they ever had anybody trying to do comedy on there. But that's what it's supposed to be, black comedy, Black Magic Comedy Club and something else. But they be doing all kind of other stuff on there. And it's like, to me, I don't like it because, again, I don't want to say, I'm trying to find the right word so I won't I get my ass chewed out by somebody and say I'm being offensive. I'm sounding like a racist myself. But no, it's not for me. It's not it's a nice looking place, nice laid out atmosphere, but it's a lot of bullshit that goes on in there. You know, it's a lot of crazy shit. And then they be arguing in there a lot of times. Seeing people arguing there, damn near trying to fight in the VR world. Men calling each other B all in their face. Like they trying to fight people. Now, I'm going to say this, y'all. How they say it, man, it's too goddamn hood ratted for me. Too goddamn ratchet for me. I don't like going in there. Like I said, I know I've been trying to find the right word to say so I'm getting offended. I mean, say I'm offending them. But I got to tell the truth. So some places I don't, in the blacks, you know, I try to hang out in some of them, but in some of them I'm like, oh, fuck no, they too wild. It'd be too damn wild and stuff in certain places. But now they do have like in the talk shows. Let me tell you about the black podcast. A lot of black podcasts on there. Oh, Lord have mercy. Baby, it's nothing that I would, I don't like going into a lot of, I try to, you know, show love to, you know, black sites and black worlds. And when I go into some podcasts, brothers, sisters, I went into one. Actually, I did, the worlds are nice, the studios, and I mean, it's all the chain. But when you go in there, the conversations that they be having, one of them one time, and I'm not trying to be vulgar, but I just try to say it how they were saying. They was talking about how the woman shouldn't have to teach a man how to, I'm going to say it like, well, lick her vagina. Do oral sex on her and all that shit. And these were the conversations that was going on in there. And I was like, oh, hell no, I got to get the hell up out of here. Then there was another one time. I hadn't been back there no more. No, so y'all mean that no more. And this one, And his other one that I can't think of the name of it. And it was majority women in there. I think it was probably it was majority women, because the women, who they the one own the podcast on this one, hosting on this particular podcast. And it was might have been about four of us men in there. And they was having conversations, brothers and sisters. This is here. This really shows you the mindset of some people, too. And because, see, people are letting it all, what they say, y'all, they'll let it all hang out because they have this animated character and you don't actually see them for real now. So you don't know who these people really are. So they'll tell you, they'll let it all hang out about themselves. And one of the podcasts they was having one night, I sat in there until I just couldn't take it no more. I even got uncomfortable as a man. I thought, I got to get the hell out of here. But I sit there, they was, and one sister who ran the show, they would talk about men and who will be feminine or gay or something. Because they were talking about a man getting his butt lit. Yeah. and one woman like, nah, hell no, nah, my husband better not come to me with that bullshit of my man. I don't play no bull crap like that. And, you know, and a man, we was like, because they was like, is he gay if a man told you to lick his butt or something like that, y'all? Is he gay? Now, a lot of women like, some of the other women like, hell yeah, he gay. I would think he gay or homosexual. And one woman was like, nah, why we always think that, you know? And the guys, all the guys, we was like, man, oh, hell no. You know, man? He's like, yeah, man, you know, hey, man, we don't even like no woman touching our butt. And one sister said that, she said, yeah, my husband, you know, hell no. You know, this old school, like, hey, man, when you have making love to your woman, you don't even want her touching your butt. Y'all remember how old school men were? Like I said, old school now. You know, they're different these days. I'm like, no, hell no, I don't even grab my butt. Hell no, I don't play that bull crap. But one woman, she was so with the bull crap. She was talking about how she even put on strap on, and she called it pegging. They were pegging or something. Y'all know, I don't know about all this type of stuff. I'm just listening to what they say. Pegging, or she strapped on and had sex with a dude. Like, what? And then she said he's not gay. And all the guys like, what the hell, that is gay? And even some of the women were like, yeah. But this woman here was talking about how she eat man's with, you know, anus. She strap them on. And she was like, see, that's why guys don't. We was like, nah, man, all the men were like, man, ain't no way my goddamn homie better not come telling me no bullshit like that. He's like, yeah, because men, y'all don't talk about stuff like that. He's like, hell no, you better not. He's like, man, my homie came to me telling me that bullshit, man. I'm going to look at him and, yeah, Negro, you gay. And then she was like, why they got to be gay? We're considering to be gay. I mean, she was taken up with this stuff, but all this freaky shit she was talking about, man, they just got too crazy. I had to go. I had to get the hell out of there. But I'm just saying, using an example. So a lot of the there's a lot of the podcasts on there, they be on some ignorant ass conversations. You know what I mean? I be trying to sit there and show love and support to it. I'm like, they be some ignorant ass conversations. I'm like, oh, hell no. But I had another sister. She had a great podcast, and she actually sells some hair care product. Let me find her thing, give her a shout out. That I actually bought at the end of her show. She told us that she has hair care products, and I bought some stuff for my beard, some product for my beard. And I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I got a little bald spot up at the top. I bought some follicle oils, you know, to try to maybe see can I get it to grow. And all of her products, she said, because she's allergic to like peanuts and things of this nature, nuts. So if she don't have any kind of like peanuts or nuts in her products, you know, everything else is all natural herbs and things of this nature. So I bought that, and I just got it in yesterday. So I can't tell y'all how it works. And I bought some beard, like the butter and the balm for my beard. Smell good. You can actually smell the different herbs and things in there. So yeah, her site is called, you can go and check her out and check her products out. It's called beorganic.com. BAOrganics.info. Now there's BA, and then you say organics. There's BEA, I'm sorry. There's BEA organics, all in one word. That's why I had to put spell it because it's because B. There's BAOrganics.info. Yes, sir. Go and check her out. So check the sister out. There's BEA organics. With S, .info. Go and check the sister out and show some love. Like I said, I met her on there. So there's a lot of people who have businesses and things in that nature they run in the virtual world. So I bought the sister product. Now, she has a talk show. That's how I actually met her and got her product. I checked out her show. They had a nice show. They would just talk about man and women relations and a relationship. It was, now, there's a great mature podcast that she has. I forgot the name of her podcast. It's sort of like her name on there, B something, Beehive. I forgot the name of it, y'all. And last night I participated in a talk show on there last night, another podcast last night that was on there. Oh, yeah, it was a political podcast. And they were having this discussion last night. I like this one is because y'all know we was going some of this on here on Talk Show. They have on one side, they have some liberals. Yeah, they have the liberals on one side, and they got the left side. Their side is in blue, and then they have conservatives on another side. They like, you know, it's like y'all know how like the news, you watch the news, and at the table they sit at, the desk they sit at, they be sitting just like that, and they the conservatives on one side of the desk, and the liberals on the other side. And so they had a discussion last night when I went in there about that was the first show last night, first episode. And they recording it too. I don't know where it goes. I don't know where they got it at on YouTube or not. I need to ask them next time. But they recording it. But it was their first show. But they asked last night. They was having a discussion talking about does white privilege? Yeah, does white privilege still exist? Does white privilege still exist? Yeah. Interesting last night. So I got on there and I got a chance to say a little something. Because like I said, you sitting in the studio, they had them sitting down at the desk and we're sitting in the audience, and then you wanted to ask the question, you raise your hand and they tell you to come on down, and then you go stand in front of a mic. I'm telling you, man, it's nice how it's set up. I'm telling y'all, man, you got a VR, man. You got to check it out, man. You got to check these type of things up. It's nice. So I went out and I was talking last night. Y'all know Brother Aria. Y'all know Brother Aria. So I was telling the sister, because she was talking about a lot of the things. One of the sisters, y'all already know, it is a sister. But all the people in there was liberals. I think I may be the only, probably the only, the only so-called black conservative in the row. I guess I'm the black conservative. Yeah, who lean, you know, says a conservative. Now, when I say conservative, y'all remember now, I'm not saying I'm a Republican. So remember what I'm not saying. Now, what I'm saying conservative, I say conservative. That's why I tell y'all how to look terminologies up. Because, hell, I could be conservative and don't vote at all. Well, you know, I can't, no. Because, I do say they took my rights to vote back. But conservative is value, my value, right? And what a conservative stand for as far as values and things. That's why I said I'm conservative. And so when I'm going into that, that's why I say I'm conservative now. When I say that now, right? Don't put me in the GOP party, none of that shit like that. I'm just saying my stance and my value system. But anyway, so as I was even telling them last night about the liberals, and it brought up, and it was funny too, they brought up about Florida Governor DeSantis. And again, I have you say his name, DeSantis. Hell, I forgot how you pronounce it, y'all, right? But anyway, and they was talking about what we had the last show on, talking about that Black History thing. And I got on there and I kind of, and they say they from Florida. And it was like, they was talking about the Black History, he trying to stop. I'm like, that's a lie, man. Come on, y'all. I said, T, this is, again, something that the liberals always put out. I said, when you listen to what he said, get the context. Y'all know how we just had the show, so I'm not going to go in there. So I brought that out and some other thing. I said, man, and really a lot of things that we keep hearing about, racism is coming from the liberals a lot of times. They keep promoting this stuff. And I even said Malcolm, told him, y'all go and listen to Malcolm X. And Malcolm was telling us when he was alive about the liberals. Now, he's mentioned about the conservative, but he mentioned about the liberals always have been playing our friends, but at the same time, they are the ones who are playing this shrewd game and playing these games against us and keeping us in a victim mentality. And that's my word of that. I ain't said Malcolm said that, but that's what I say. Y'all heard me. About teaching one of the teachers critical race theory, which I don't like. I disagree with. Again, there's so many things. They always putting out somebody's trying to, like I said, the liberals are always trying to put out that the reason that you can't achieve something because of white supremacy, white this, white that. I was like, damn, well, if that's the point, that why are so many black people achieving, right? Why are there so many black people who are being successful, right? But if racism, white supremacy, as it says, is this. Now, here's the thing with the Republicans, well, not the Republicans, I'm sorry, but on the conservative side, they were saying, some of the guys, they was like, no, they don't believe that white privilege still exists. Not like, but here's the thing we were saying, not like it used to. This is what they're saying. They didn't say, because they were saying, racism, yes, it exists. And racism and white and white privilege, as they was basically saying, was two different things. Now, I know this will probably be a good show that we need to probably talk about on here. We'll get to that, probably do that on this show. Next episode, we got something else we're going to deal with, but we're going to make sure to put that on the book so we can discuss this. But they were saying that, yes, racism and things, they said that racism does exist, but the whole point about, the way it was with when it was straight out white privilege type of things is not happening like it once were. But on the liberalism side saying, yes it is, it is white privilege and this and that. And I'm like, and I was like, I disagreed with them, and I did disagree with them because again, because we don't have all of that. Because if it was white supremacy, why we wouldn't? I mean, the white privilege type of thing. It's so many black people. We are owning things now. We're in control of a lot of shit I own. And I was just even looking at, and I don't even like this dude really, y'all. Michael Jordan. Now he owns the Charlotte Hornets. He's a billionaire. He's the major majority owner of the Charlotte Hornets. A lot of things. See, if the white privilege and the racism shit that, like, what our truly ancestors really, really went through, we wouldn't be having a lot of the things and be able to do and capable of doing a lot of the things that we are doing today as black people. We wouldn't. We wouldn't be able to. And I'd be like, if white privilege is, because they was like, well, if you white, the one guy said, I see, I'm by me being white, I can move to one city and I can easily get a job. And if you black, you can't do that. You can't move to another city. You just easily get you a job. They're like, the fuck is he, excuse me, friend. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? Black people do it all the damn time. See, that's what I'm talking about. The liberals always pretended that you can't do shit when black people are doing it. Black people can't move to another city. He's like, just can't up and move to another city and they can easily get a job. I can do it because, they'll give me a job because I'm white. Well, black people, y'all wouldn't be able to. Bullshit. Black people are doing it. Black people leave the country and going other places and being just, what the fuck is he talking about? See, this is the shit that I don't like, but the liberals are always trying to push. And this is why I always kick back at this. I don't believe that. I used to believe all that bullshit, but I'm like I was telling them, listen, I live in a black, aka majority black neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Black communities, if they say the hood. Man, and in my day, like, it's like every day they would talk about, well, you see white privilege every day. You see, listen, y'all. I'm like, I don't see that shit every day. I used to believe all that shit. But I don't experience that no fucking every day. I don't know what the fuck they be talking about. I don't. Now, I don't know about nobody else. But I'm around different people all day because I do sanitation. So I'm around different people in all walks of life all day. I don't see that shit like people trying to make it out, like CNN and all these people trying to make it out like
This is what it is. All white people, you're going through, like, and people trying to, like, them liberals. And it's funny how some of these liberals and the people who seem to be doing fairly well. Damn, we're getting ready to go in overtime a little bit, y'all. I should have made this time a little bit longer, standing a little bit longer. Let me see. Can I, 10 seconds. Let me see. Can I go over time a little bit? I think it's doing it. There you go. It's standing there. I caught myself. Give myself a little more time. I should have did that anyway. Add myself a little more time, just on the safe side. Not that I might do the whole time. Just add a little more time. Okay, here we go. And the point I'm going to say, y'all, it seems crazy to me that the people who always seem to be doing fairly well for themselves, especially on the liberal side now, pay attention, always be the ones that are telling us that you can't achieve shit because of you're black, you did that, in another. Al Sharpton, no shit. I said I'm not going to say nothing bad about Al now. Didn't I tell y'all in the last show? I'm just throwing something out here, though. Al Sharpton probably be a million. I know where he got to be a millionaire. He seemed to be doing fairly well for himself. Al Sharpton. Don't seem to be racism, white supremacists stopping him from doing any goddamn thing that he wanting to do. He can go all over the goddamn world. He has a successful radio shows, and he seemed to be doing pretty well for himself. Don't seem like racism, white supremacy, and white privilege is stopping him from doing what he wanted to do. We got our brother on the Minister Louis Farrakhan. We have Jesse. What's the sister name? Tamika Mallory. Was it Lamont Hill and Roland Martin? And I know Dave, he's saying, well, see, a lot of them goddamn boulets. That's why they do that. I'm not getting into all that. And that's not what I'm even addressing. Which a lot of that is true, because a lot of that, you know, what they and boulets and shit. But that's not the subject. But they seem to be doing, some of these people who always are advocating that, I don't know, I'm going way out the way now about virtuality shit, y'all. I'm not just, my bad. But they're advocating all of this thing about us not succeeding, but they're doing fairly goddamn well for themselves. But they always teach just like the 85%. You know, like the Nation of Islam used to teach in their lessons in the Brothers of the Nation Gods, and they're talking about the 85% and those 10%ers. And that's what it is. They always, those 10%ers are always trying to push a false reality. Since we talk about virtual world, I guess it is right then, right? I guess I am on point. They are trying to push this non-realistical world, an outlook on black people and keep black people thinking that you had never achieved shit right here. As long as white people are in control and running shit, you would never be successful. But like I said again, but you look at them like, well you got to ask this question. Well, how the fuck you get what you got then? How are you so successful? Don't seem to be white supremacy and stuff messing with you. But anyway, bro, let me get off that. I just find so that's what we have. We had a great discussion. I didn't go into all that like that on there last night. But so I'm going to be starting. They come on every, they say they show come on every Saturday night at, that's 8 p.m. I think she said Pacific. So I need to catch that time. I need to get that. Because I'm on Central time zones. So I got to get that time zone. So yeah, I'll be checking them out primarily every Saturday night. I got to see, because his other sisters come on about the same time almost. So I got to see, excuse me, how I'm going to do that. But, yeah, so there's a lot of great things that's on there and that virtual reality. They have some worlds as things for children, and just basically all children can go in there and just do things, play around and kick it. They got anything, basketball, football. They got world, soccer world. Just virtual reality thing is – I see it, like I said, as a great plus. I don't hang out in the streets. I'm not just saying I hang out on corners and nothing like that. See, I don't really just go. Meanwhile, every now and then we might go out to eat and might find a venue or something to go to, but it's gonna have to be something. But ain't gonna be. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. It's gonna have to be something where ain't no whole bunch of wild young mother suckers at. I ain't gonna bullshit you. I don't play that. Like when they had here in Memphis, they had the Memphis Ain't Mary Music Fest a couple of years ago. I didn't go to the music fest, but at the end we went to a situation they had, and it was cool because it was a mixed crowd. Now, anyway, I'm gonna be honest. Now it's like they have certain crowds. There's a lot of us. I'm just gonna be honest. Now, it ain't like I'm self-hating y'all. I'm just telling y'all the goddamn truth about a lot of experiences. I don't frequent a lot of these damn situations unless it's a mature crowd. And that's it. I say, if it's a mature outing, yeah, Brother Ariel be in the house. Brother Ariel be in the house. It got to be a mature event. Other than that, hell no. I ain't messing around. So, yeah. So, you know, so like I said, to say that is like, so that is somewhat of me being able to go and somewhat hang out, you know, because it's crazy as hell out here in these streets now. I ain't gonna bullshit y'all, man. It's crazy. You be want to go certain places, but right now it's dangerous as hell, man. And, you know, you trying to go out with your family and have a good time and just go out and just experience thing and just relieve yourself and have a little entertainment and just a relaxation. And then here comes some mother suckers coming in there robbing, shooting up the goddamn place. Just some book. So a lot of things is really in the real world, as we say, is not even safe anymore. So, and I know it sounds crazy to say, well, that's why sometimes I just hang out in the virtual world, because in the real world, hell, it's getting too goddamn unsafe. I know that might sound crazy. You can't be scared, but I know that's what some people might say, but goddamn, listen, I ain't going to be no goddamn fool now. Like I said, damn some goddamn fun. Fuck that. I did all that bullshit when I was younger, and I got in trouble a lot of time trying to have some goddamn fun, too. You know what I mean? So, but that is a... Because even in that virtual world, one of the, like I said, I keep reiterating, the best parts about it that I like is that, and this, I wish they would implement a lot of this shit in the real world, for real, is that they don't put up with the discrimination in the virtual world. Now, unless you want VR chat, like I said, that's a different situation. VR chat is wild as fuck. Ain't nobody monitoring that. But over there, you have, in the virtual world, like especially on Metaverse, a Horizon World is owned by Metaverse, aka Facebook, and there they have people who they have what they call community guides, people who somebody being there. If you go into a certain world on a certain thing, the Metaverse on anyway, they have people who be standing around. It's like they standing there. You know, like you go to Walmart, you open the door, they got greeters, and they have in there people to just be standing around and stuff like that. Hey, how you doing? Greeting people and stuff like that. You got any questions about that certain particular world? They can help answer your questions and stuff like that. And, oh, man, one thing they got to go, a site called The Venue on there on Horizon World. That's on by Facebook. Again, I got to keep saying that. They had a Biggie concert, man, Biggie in VR concert with him and P. Diddy, man. And they had Lissies. Now, it was the real Lissies, but y'all know they had to have a virtuality of Biggie. And it almost looked like Biggie. And then P. Diddy dancing all over the damn stage. Man, it was nice. I mean, it was nice. They had, during the so-called Christmas time, they had John Legend doing a Christmas special. They have a lot of good concerts and things on there as well. You can go into the things and watch concerts. Oh, man, exercise. If you like to exercise, they have exercise apps that you can exercise and things of this nature on there. Let me get back to this shit. I'm skipping, y'all. My bad, y'all. I'm skipping something else. But I was talking about the behavior. I wish they had this in the real world. My bad. I'm just all over the place, my brothers and sisters. But the behaviors, I wish this could really be implemented in the real world. All of this, this discrimination, the racist stuff that we see, that they don't allow in the virtual world. I sure in the hell wish that these things could be implemented truly here in the real world, as we call the real world. If that's even real now, hell, we might be a part. I'll think about something that we might be. How we know we're not in a virtual world? I know there's a whole different, there's some crazy shit now. I was just thinking about that one day. You know, when we think about the concept, we talk about the Most High or the Most High power and so how we were created. And I think about that, how you create in the meta world, horizon world. You got to create those different worlds, and you create how these, like, if you playing pool, you got to have this thing called script. You got to script that to make it where the balls are hit and come back. And you got to script all of that. You got to, man, put all of that stuff together to make it act and move the way it do. All that got to be scripted. So, man, I said that encoded. That's what they call it, scripted. They don't have encoded. So it's like us as humans, how we know that we hadn't been created the same way. We're not living in a virtual reality. We call it a real reality, but if we say that the Most High created us and is controlling all of this, hey, maybe this is our virtual world to who or what created this world. That's another whole subject, y'all. So we may be living in a virtual world. We saying this is a reality. We may be in a virtual world. Everybody talking right now about this spacecraft or this object that they shot down, and some people saying it was a UFO or what's the other one they call it now? They call it a UFO and some of us they call it now identified object now, IFO, whatever they call it. They call it a different name. So hey, so it could have. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Just throwing something out there. But it would be nice if this truly, as we call the real world, can be monitored or maybe ran like that world. Because I'm telling y'all, when y'all go in there, the people, the guidelines, the different world creators, when they see you acting a goddamn fool, they kick your ass out. So it should be in even in this so-called real world, and the real reality as we're calling it, we perceive this to be, when we see people acting badly in towards one another, we should be able to kick their ass out. Something. I don't know how we can do it. We can kick their ass out of the society, kick them out of our communities. The same way, if you were in that particular world, just say, you know, this is, you know, say we had Culture Freedom, whatever we had on there, and you came in there and you acted a goddamn fool, I kick your ass up out of there. That should be the same way. We see somebody, say we out eating in at a particular restaurant, and somebody coming in there with some racial stuff or whatever, you know, whatever, you know, being real disrespectful. We need to put their ass up out of there. Put their ass out of there. Hey, bro. Hey, man. Look, you ain't finna keep on doing that. So-and-so, so-and-so. No, we don't have it up in here, bro. This ain't the type of world we live in, bro. Put their ass out of there. Maybe they go somewhere else to a different world, and then they could be cutting up. They put their ass up out of there. Yeah. Yes, sir. So that's what I do like about the virtual world. And they have those rules. Everywhere you go, they have those rules in there. They have the signs up. No discrimination. No racism. They make sure that even is on that. No racism. And I'm trying to see, have I even experienced some racial stuff on there? I can't recall a racial, anybody said anything racial toward me, acted discriminatory. I know I can't say discriminatory, but racist towards me on there. Now, I did see on this thing called Big Screen the other day, they had a room. You can see, like, you go and hit this social thing. You can see what different rooms they have a title of what rooms, what their discussion or whatnot. Like Blog Talk, you know, like a title you have up here. And somebody had up there whites only, you know. But a lot of couple worlds I've seen on there, even the discussions, they be having topics. Like one brother, he has a I think it's called the Detroit Boss Man or Detroit Boss. He has a world. He always talk about politics and religion. That's the name of his thing. And when they go in there, and anybody, I've seen it, even so-called Europeans or Caucasian on there, and somebody come in there and start saying some, you know, some racist stuff. Because, you know, you have a lot of cheerleading and people going there. But, like, they have characters. People get in there, nigger, 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 nigger. But they go, yeah. They kick your ass up out of there real quick. Yeah, you be like, hey, it'd be because they'll do it, and because you have a name over your, yeah, your name be over your head like a little box, your name, and that's how somebody can aim this little arrow and they can click, they can ban you and all that, they can mute you. And I've seen European when people come in there and they be doing it, and the black guy who own it, run it, he might be talking and somebody coming acting fool, hey, boss man, right here. Get him out of here. Get him out. And it'd be white people telling him, get him out of here. And they'd be trying to find out who said it, right? Because what it does is funny. Because when you're talking, you talk, your mic is like a little speaker symbol show up over your head to let the people know that you are the one that's talking. And even though you can see your mouth move, but there's a speaker that light up over your head. And that's how you know who talking. Hey, right here. Here you go, right here. And white people be, like we said, he's snitching on his ass. Get his ass up out of there. Yeah, because they don't play a lot of that in there. So that's what I do like about the virtual world, man. Like I said, it's some great stuff. Like I said, I know I'm kind of ratting and raving and going all over, jumping over stuff. But I found it to be, I would say, very productive. You know, there's people who I see, they have some stuff with Metaverse, aka Facebook, where they have where you can actually host, companies can host conference meetings and things of this nature with their people. Y'all would be, man, you know, you might not have a real office. Like, say, you know, like when COVID happened, you know, everybody, some people had to work from home. And in that, though, they have a world. Well, even though you had to work from home and you had to have a conference meeting, they had, man, like it would be nice laid out conference room, and you can go in there and you still can do PowerPoint presentations. You can do all kind of your damn marketing, you know, show your stats, all of that on that. In that world, it would be just like y'all was probably at work in a conference room. Having your conference meeting and marketing meetings, you know, so it is a lot of great things to that, man, that virtual reality world. Like I said, just besides playing the games, which I like, you know, play some of them games on there, playing football. I've been there playing football, and you actually be the quarterback. Yeah, you actually, it ain't like the damn like PlayStation. Nah, you got to stand your tail up, hike the ball, and you actually throwing the ball, you know, like Super Bowl today, bro. So you actually be throwing the ball. And all of that type of stuff. You actually can run too. Now, don't try to run for real. You go, hey, it's going to run into a wall or something, hit a TV. Like I hit the TV with my fist the other day because I was moving. I didn't know I was actually moving for, you know, I was standing there, but I didn't know I had moved up a couple of steps. And when I was in the throwing motion, I hit the goddamn TV. Luckily, I didn't break it or break my fist. But it was funny, y'all. I tell y'all though. See, then you got to be careful too with this virtuality because you got them headsets on. You can't hurt yourself, so make sure you have enough space laid out where you can play the games or be in the virtual world. Because you, man, that shit gets so realistic. You forget your ass in that world sometime. I was playing football. I'm gonna tell y'all this in my spirit. I was playing this game of football, and y'all probably seen this commercial where they got with this guy talking about he want to be a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Y'all seen that commercial? And I got that game. That's the game is something else, man. So anyway, so I was playing it once, and it was the one I was playing with Dallas. I wasn't a Dallas Cowboy fan, but I was playing with Dallas. My coworker Dallas, you know, he's Dallas Cowboys. I was using it once, and I was on the I was on the 5-yard line, about to score. About 20-some seconds left on the clock. And I tried to hand the ball off to Zeke, and I actually fumbled the damn football. Now, and when you fumbled, man, I got so goddamn excited. I'm know the time on the clock, and things that I got to score because I think I had to score. I could win the game because I was always, yeah, they was up a little bit. No, I was up just about 3 points or something like that. I forgot how it was. the score. But anyway, so I fumped the goddamn football. I got so goddamn excited, man. And I tried to actually reach down and grab the damn football, recover the damn football. And when I did, you know, I got a scooter. So I had the scooter in my room, you know, one of my room where I were. But I thought I was far away from all that stuff. But anyway, man, I tried to grab the damn football. Man, I ended up running into my damn scooter. I hit my foot on the damn kickstand. I was falling. Man, next thing you know, when I reached down, I just started falling over shit. Boom, boom, boom. And, man, my wife came in. I was laying on the floor. I was just laying out on the goddamn floor. And she like, what the hell going on in here? What happened? And, man, I was so goddamn bad. Well, I had my damn foot was hurting. I scraped the skin off of it off the kickstand. Man, that shit was crazy. I couldn't do nothing but laugh, man. I just laughed my ass out when I got up. I was laughing like hell. But I got excited, man. That goddamn game. I want to get that damn football, man. I got to win this goddamn game. But I was so, I got that damn much into it. I forgot that there was a damn virtual. I was in virtual reality because you actually moving and doing this stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, throwing the football, you got plays. You got the quarterbacks have these plays on their arm. You actually looking at the plays. You can switch the plays, and then you hit it like they said break, and y'all go in the huddle. All that shit you doing right there on your arm for real. I'm telling you, man, and the players look so damn realistic. So you playing this shit, you can forget that this virtual reality. That's why they have a lot of warnings with this stuff. And then and another thing, even at like Big Screen, the app I talk about, Big Screen, people be watching movies. They had I went to go see Black Adam, but they even had the movie Black Adam on there, and you could be sitting like you actually in a movie theater, sitting there watching. And they have some movies I never seen this one. Was it Avatar in 3D? They had somebody had it. They were watching Avatar. We was watching Avatar, the movie Avatar in 3D. And I'm telling you, man. So yeah, the virtual world is fun, and it may be some drawback. Now, I do have to say this. It can make you sick. It can make you sick. They have a lot of, they give you all these warnings. You can get motion sickness. Now, I've experienced that a lot. They say over time, some people you can get used to it. Depends on what games you're playing and what videos you're watching. You can get motion sickness. They tell you when you do that, you start feeling sick. Immediately take the headphones off. Immediately take the headphones off. Now, a lot of times I wear glasses and I have to do mine with a glass. And I think sometimes these glasses, the medicine. And then dealing with the motion, it makes my head start hurting. It makes me sick. I hadn't been nauseated where I threw up or nothing, but you get a lot of motion sickness. And sometimes when I get doing stuff on there, I be moving. When you move fast with your icons, so I be playing what's this damn thing? Shit, it's a Residential Evil. Because when I bought mine, it came with the game Residential Evil. So I've been playing that, and sometimes you're moving so fast, and you get motion sickness, and without a plan again, I had to close my eyes because it'll start getting, you know, like I said, a motion sickness, dizzy. So that can happen. So you have to watch that. And I bought a game while I'm flying an airplane, a warplane, and they tell you. You know how you see them warplane or planes and they be doing those flyovers and all of that stuff, you know, them stunts. They tell you do not do any kind of goddamn with it, like belly rolls or nothing. Yeah, don't try that shit. I'm telling you, it'll make your ass super sick because you flying now. Because I'm telling you, the scenery, you flying, you looking down at water, you looking down at this, and you moving at a good speed, and you can actually get motion sickness for real. I mean, I put that game when I had to stop playing that game. I had to stop playing it. I hadn't really played it that much. I could last about maybe 10 minutes. So I'm gradually trying to get myself into playing because I paid for it. So, shit, I got to try to play it. But you can get sick off this stuff. So that's the thing about the virtual world. You have to be careful for a lot of motion sickness. I'm scared of heights. I'm going to tell you, I'm scared of heights. And I was playing this one war game. I had to climb up on a big tower. And as you climbing, I'm telling you, it's like you doing this stuff for real. You look down, and I'm looking down. I said, oh, Lord, I'm praying like a mother, please, but almost out, please. And you look like if you fall, you're going to feel the effect. Because I was doing something. I was playing a game, and I was climbing. And I was climbing on some heights because I'm scared. And I was looking down, trying to look down, like, oh, shit, no, please don't look down. And I started falling. I fell, lost my grip, and I was falling. And as I was falling, and you're seeing because you're moving at a high rate of speed, like you're falling for it. And I remember, like, I used to climb up the top of my house, and I jump off the house. I get a certain height, and I jump off. As I'm jumping, I lose my breath. And as I was doing in that game, I started doing the same thing. So I had to close my eyes until I actually fell. I couldn't look at it as I'm falling because that shit was taking my breath for real. I'm like, oh, shit. Because it's like, I remember Brother Todd was telling me, because like your mind is trying to plan, like dealing with that virtual reality. He says your mind is trying to, I can't say it like he did, you know, he's a real technical guy. But he was saying your mind is trying to perceive what is real and what is not. I hope I'm saying it, but y'all can understand it because I can't explain it like that. I'm not a tech, not that much in the tech. But he said, yeah, and I believe that. He says your mind is really trying to register, is this real or what is this? So even in that, when I was falling, she was taking my breath because I thought I was falling for real, like I was falling for real. And in that same game I was playing, because I used to, when I was young, I used to dream all the time that I was drowning. And in that, I was playing this war game, and I was somehow in a submarine. And the submarine started sinking, and you had to try to swim and go to the top. But they had this part, I had to try to swim out the ocean. And in the ocean, it started having sharks and stuff. And man, that shit, I was so goddamn, because it looks, I'm telling you, it looks so damn real. I was, brother and sister, I was scared as hell. I wanted to cut the goddamn game. I was like, damn, this shit, I ain't going to be able to complete this game. But I was like, it's just a game. I had to psych myself, it's just a game, just a game. But still, again, I'm looking at all this water, and as I look up, that's what really got me. I was like, oh, and I felt sick. I started feeling the sickness of it. I looked down. I'm like, oh, hell no, don't do that. So I just said, okay, don't look down. Don't look up. Don't look down. And I had, because you had to climb a rope so you can get to the top of the water. I said, just look straight. Just look straight. Don't look down. Just look straight. So that's all I was doing is I was climbing, brothers and sisters. I just had to look straight. And I made it to the top. But I wanted to cut that goddamn game off. I was scared as hell. I was praying to y'all, I ain't bullshit. I was praying to the Most High, please help me. Help me, help me, help me. I'm telling you, man, that shit is so, that's how goddamn real it can get. I was scared as hell, because it put me like I was in that world for real. And I used to always dream, and I used to have those dreams like that of being in the bottom of the ocean drowning. And I felt like the sickness of it, that I'm telling you. So you have to be careful with that, you know, even when you're playing these virtual reality, you know, games and things of this nature. But I ended up making it. And I ended up finishing the game, you know, at all. I ended up finishing it. And I was skiing. And one part I had to ski. And you actually, like, you got to do the motion, you know, like the Wii game. You got to do the motion like you're skiing. And I'm standing straight up as I'm skiing, and you're moving. And like I said, you're moving at a high rate of speed. And in motion, you got to lean, like you got to turn, you got to lean and do all of this stuff for real. Like I said, ain't no goddamn like you're playing PlayStation. You actually got to move because you have sensors on your headset that it watch your hands, and it know if you're turning, leaning, and ducking and all of this type of stuff. So it watches your body movement. So as I'm going on a slope, you know, in a slope, I had to jump, and it had to jump. And when that thing went up, and then when it came down and landed, man, my knees, even though I was standing straight up, my knees buckled for real. I'm like, oh, shit. I actually felt it. Even though this is a game, But see, my mind again was registering this shit was like going on for real. And I jumped, and when I landed, my knees buckled from the land. You know, in the land, you're going to, you know, your skin, you buckle. And my knees did that shit for real. Like, oh, God damn. I had to pause the goddamn game and then look down and see what the hell where I was at. I was like, I'm telling y'all, man, that thing is cold-blooded. It's fun, but you have to be careful. Yeah, you have to be careful with a lot of things, a medical thing. But I just wanted to share, you know, I just didn't come in here and just share some of this stuff, my experience with the virtual world. Like I said, you know, it has, I see it has a lot of great value. It does. It has a lot of great, you know, they've been trying to introduce this for a long time. It has a lot of great value to it. Like I said, experiences, you can go places, take trips, even though you're still in your privacy, your home. But sometimes I just want to relax. I try to just sit back and relax. I get on the VR and I go to different worlds. I see like different animals. You be in the, it was a spot. I was in this, what was it? In the Congo. It took you to the Congo. Yeah, I went to in Africa. I was in the Congo. And then it's just beautiful, brothers and sisters. You're just seeing, you know, our brothers and African brothers and sisters. It took you to certain villages, and they were showing you around the village and things of this nature. And it's like, wow, man, places that I never get a chance to go and actually see in the real world, I was able to do in the virtual world. And in certain things, it just like, and I went in, and they have parts. I went into the Amazon. And it's like you getting off, you in a canoe, and you riding on, you know, in the stream, and you in a canoe, and they take you to a village, and as soon as you get off the canoe, the people of that village, they jump off the boat. I mean, you get off the boat, they standing there, they waiting on you, and they like they surround you because they filmed it in 360, so they cheering and clapping for you, and come on, like they're cheering, like they reaching for your hand, and I'm like, come on, because this is a person now who are filming. They got this camera on. So they actually, you know, this is them in all actuality. Now, this is not the real character. Now, this is not the character. This is actually a real person. This ain't like the Horizon World. This is like some other apps they got in here. These are actual people, not cartoon characters or none of that stuff. You know, none of that anime stuff. These are actual people here you filming. So there's an actual person with a camera on, and they're going in these places for real. And but actually, it's like it's you, though. And they're telling you to come on and show you around their village, and they start doing dances, you know, to dance for you, their village dances, and welcoming you. I mean, it is something to see, brothers and sisters. I ain't going to lie. So I love it. I go into a lot of these different things so I can relax. And they have a lot of relaxing things, just relax and look at sceneries. And I went into, let me see, some stuff to going into what was that, the Grand Canyon. They have stuff to do on a different like place, the Grand Canyon, which I would love to go to the Grand Canyon for real. But they have that where you can go to the Grand Canyon and teach you the history of that. And it's a lot of different places they teach and have you to go into. So, like I said, brothers, it's a lot to do inside of the virtual world. And like I said, you can go on there and get on there certain sites. And like I said, Horizon World, Big Screen for one, even VR chat. But I wouldn't really advise VR chat. But you can meet people and have discussions and interact and play games. Like if I know somebody, like I said, y'all out there, y'all got a VR game. I mean, y'all got the headset Oculus, and we had, y'all know my screen name, or I know yours. I can invite you to play pool with me, and we can be playing, kicking and playing pool. Hell, the football, like the military game, and you could be way in Oklahoma, Nebraska, California, wherever you're at. And it's like, you know, y'all could do that with PlayStation and stuff too. But we can do that in the VR and stuff like that. It's cool. They have an app too for people who deal with mental health issues and depression, you know, things of that nature. They have an app just for that, you know, like people who's fear kind of dealing with people in the, as they said, the real world a little bit. They have an app that they can go in and socialize with people on there. Yeah. And, you know, to try to help them to be able to interact with people in the real world. Yeah, I downloaded the app just to be kind of nosy, but you got, the thing about it, you got to pay for it. So I was like, nah, I ain't going through all that. Yeah, I just tried to be nosy and see what it was like. So, but yeah, they have that. That, like I said, I can't say there's really nothing I can really point out to say why I wouldn't. You know, I tell people, like, you know, like some things people will say, man, stay away from this shit, bro. That's some evil, wicked, evil ass shit. No, I have nothing to say of that nature against the virtual reality. I have nothing to say on that level. I know some people said, I gonna say no day. Some people tell me to stay away from it, stay away. I have brothers that stay away from it, brother. I'm just, they gonna say your name, Doc. But no, it ain't bad. That's why I did this show as well, to, you know, for my brother to hear, people to hear. It's because I've been on it, so I just want to let them. It's nothing like people y'all might hear, somebody might put out. You know, and everybody gonna have their own experience as well. So I would have to say that too. You know, somebody might have some experience why they don't want to deal with it, or, you know, whatever. That is everybody's preference. So I can't say, well, oh, they lying, or I would say they lying, or they don't know what the hell they talking about. No, because we all have our own experiences and how we deal with certain situations and how certain things that happen to us. So I'm just saying, for me, I can only say just for me, from my experience. And that's why I said, they have you experience the world. So I'm just telling you about my experience. That's all I can tell you about. That's why I say I want to share my experience with being in the virtual world. I see it as a great thing, a great outlet. And certain things, like I said, to get a ready chance to relax. You can watch, like I said, movies. There's so many things that you can do on there. Like I said, you know, so many different things. So I find a lot of things is helpful. And I see some big people on there doing some great things with it. People are selling products, they're advertising their businesses and all type of stuff. And even, I'm going to say, I've got, like I said, there's even some people that sell, that do, like, what they call virtual, like I talked about how they were selling a mansion for $600 or $900. There's some people that's what they do. They actually go on and make, they like virtual reality real estate people. Yeah. And they sell some. They got music studios. I forgot to tell you, they got music studios. And they stay crunk, y'all. Yeah. They have music people be in there, music studios. And it look like, man, it's music studio. They got the whole board, sound boards, all of that type of stuff. And you can go in there and people be rapping, they play some beats, and people be in there freestyling and doing all type of stuff, man. It's off the chain. And one guy, he has a thing where he actually records. They actually have a studio, brother, where they can record you in virtual reality. Yeah, they have studio time. This brother has a serious business. And some people, you can make money. See, you can make money in the virtual world. People be hiring people. Like, some people hire you to be a moderator, a host, and a lot of things in the virtual world. But this guy actually he runs a business. Now, mostly they have actual businesses, but they bring their actual business into the metaverse. The metaverse or the meta world too, and have that, you know, like a duplicate in the metaverse. So this is what a lot of things is going on too. My brother was telling me about a guy, he's a real estate agent. He said he sells a lot of expensive houses, places like, I guess, in Colorado in the mountains, some mountains there. And he said before he sell the people the house, that's how they got to go view the house. That's how they view the house. They got to put on the virtual headset, and he take them to view the house through the virtual world. And that's how they go and view the house. So even if they're here in Tennessee and they're thinking about going to buy the house, and they go through the virtual house, instead of them got to fly out there, they'll go through the virtual reality thing and go into that house and see that house. I was like, damn. And that's how he sell his houses, like that. My brother was telling me about it. I was like, damn. So, yeah, this virtual thing, man, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, like I said, it's something to, it's something to be reckoned with now. It's something else, man. I'm telling you, it's something else. But I think that's about it. But yeah, so like I said, brothers and sisters, y'all want to check me out in the virtual world? You can check me out under the name of like the metaverse. Who y'all, anybody in the metaverse? Well, in the Horizon World, being Horizon World, that's where you can check me out and find me under the name of what they call that at symbol. I don't know what y'all call it. Actually call that damn thing. At the at symbol at Lonnie B9, at Lonnie B9 right there on Horizon World. Hit me up and just friend me, brothers and sisters, so we can and just kick it in the metaverse, kick it in the Horizon World, kick it in the virtual reality. Yes, sir. Because like I said, I've been on there on different comedy shows and try to find some podcasts, and I'm curious about it. I like to see how those worlds look, so I go through there and just be searching, you know, searching things and just be going into the world. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I even went to a church in there, brothers and sisters. Yeah, I even went to church. I even went to church in there. And, man, I think they was affiliated with Church of God in Christ. My wife said they ain't been on in there in a while. They ain't been having service. They was actually having service. Man, and that thing, you go in there and look at that church, you're like, whoa, like a real church. Man, and the guy be playing music and everything, but he be playing music before he gets started. Might play some Kurt Franklin or somebody before they get started. Not the crunk Kurt Franklin. Not this stomp, dunk, 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 dunk. Not nothing like that. But he might play some music in there, man, to get started, like a church thing. And then he'll come in, he'll talk, have pastor and the deacon. Oh, man, I'm telling y'all, man, it's fun. It is fun. Now, the headset that I have, it's called Oculus 2, oh, Quest 2, I'm sorry, the Quest 2. Now, those run for, they different prices. I think, shit, mine, I forgot what mine were. They have, because you got to get them, they had them during the time, they had them right around that Christmas time, as they say. I think they had, I think mine was like four, shit, I forgot how much it was. It was 400 and something, and they had one for, because they had them on a bundle. See, that's the thing. Without the bundle, it was $4.99. But if you get it with the bundle, which the bundle came with a game, like the game Residential Evil and this thing called Saber, that's a cool little game. It'd be music be playing, and you got laser tail, like what's his name, Darth Vader. You got those laser swords, and you got to chop those blocks in half. You know, you got to follow a pattern. Now, that's kind of cool. Beat Saber, that's the name of Beat Saber. That's cool. So when it came to those bundles, I think it was like $450 something to that degree. I paid, if I had got it without the bundle, which was crazy. With the bundle, it was cheaper. With the two games that came with it, cheaper. Without the games, it was higher. Shit, y'all know, I want that damn big a fool. And so I bought the one with the bundle. And so it was, and with insurance and all that shit, 2-year warranties and all that, I still damn near came out to damn near $500 anyway. But yeah, so I think they're about, like, some of them you're going to see are like $4.99 and all of that type of stuff. So, yeah, so I actually have three for now. But actually, I did. Now, you might do this here. Now, this is what I first did when I first bought it. I'll be honest. I bought my first set. I bought it from a pawn shop. I paid $150. Same game. The ones that was in the stores for $400, I bought it in a pawn shop for $150. I thought even though it was old, I didn't know. I said, damn, it's the same one they got in the stores. Because the stores wasn't having them. But the same one in the pawn shop for $150. So I got that one. And then around about Christmas, they started going back up. The same pawn shop I went back a little bit later, I was going to get another one for my wife. They had, then the price went up to $299. Then damn, they went up to $299. They went from $150 to $299 in the pawn shop. Because, you know, it's getting around Christmas time. You know, that's when shit go up. So I still end up buying it anyway. I was like, fuck it. It's worth it. Because I see the rear, you know, the brand new was four. So I bought that one. And I was like, damn. So I said, well, you know what? I decided, I said, I'm going to get me a new one. So I end up buying a brand new one straight out the store. So I bought two out of the pawn shop. About one for $150, the other one for $299, with mouse at $300, and then I bought one for the other one was two. It was like $250. I'm sorry, it was like $250. And then I bought one brand new. So yeah, I'm gonna give one to my son, you know, for him and his wife to play and stuff like that, so they can, you know, so I can actually play him in some pool and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, let Pop beat him in some pool. Well, he might beat me because, you know, hell, he beat the hell out of me in PlayStation when he was young. So he might just beat the hell out of me still. So anyway, yes, sir, brothers and sisters, I thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be on this Thursday night again. My brothers and sisters, we will be back on this Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. I got to get the title right. I don't know exactly the title we're going to be talking about, but just stay tuned. It will be up. And like I said, if you would like to call in, start calling in when we have the show on Thursday night to share your thoughts and your comments, you can call in at area code 563, that's 999-3081. One more time, that call-in number is 563-999-3081, and we will be glad to hear from you, and we would like to hear from you as well. Share your thoughts and your comments right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network in the house. So, with that said, my brothers and sisters, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. I just want to come in here and just share a little something with you about, you know, my experience with the virtual world. I don't know if I should even say his name now, y'all. I might get in trouble for this one here. But like R. Kelly said, I don't see nothing wrong with a virtual world. I don't see nothing wrong in the virtual world. Uh-huh. Yeah. So hope I don't get in trouble for that right there using R. Kelly's name. And that's a name you might not want to be associated with. But y'all see what I did. Now I'm talking about the virtual world. I ain't talking about nothing else, y'all. Yeah, but thank y'all for tuning in right here, brothers and sisters. Always a pleasure to be in the house with you and sharing thoughts and sharing what we can with you to try to help liberate the minds of our people and the people of the world and help humanity get back on the right track if we can. And we can just do our best. That's all we can ask for, just to do our best. I remember Dr. Yogi just say that. Hey, just do your best, and that's all that we can all try to do is our best. Yes, sir. That's all it's asked for you to just do your best. All right. Thank you all, brothers and sisters. We're out of here on behalf of the brothers right here, the rest of the hosts right here who's not in the house today, but on behalf of the brothers of Culture Freedom Radio Network, Brother Justice and Brother David Israel, we thank you all for always tuning in and sharing the show with us. And I really do appreciate y'all, man, for listening to the show. And if you find that these podcasts is, you know, thought-provoking and helpful to you, hey, my brothers and sisters, you don't mind if you can do us a favor and just share the shows if you can. Share them, man, on your various social media outlets, and we will greatly appreciate you. And tell a friend if they want to call in and chime in with us. We were glad to hear from you. So, hey, do us a favor, brothers and sisters. Like I said, if it's good enough for you, hey, it might be good enough for somebody else. It may be something that we're talking about in these episodes that somebody else out there might need to hear. So, like I said, share the show if you can, my brothers and sisters. We would really do appreciate it. Appreciate it, because like I said again, brother, sister, this is not about us. This ain't about me. This ain't about Brother Justice. It ain't about Brother Dave. It's about who? It's each other to overcome the things that we can. So this is our show. So yes, sir, brother, sister. So thank you. See y'all next time. See y'all on Thursday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Peace.